The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale starts Thursday. Online and in store at 57 Anzac Parade, Kensington. Open 7 days.
I'll say it in advance because you haven't quite got there, but Happy New Year to you, Adam.
Oh, thank you very much. Happy New Year to you, and that's proper.
It is.
I think that's official.
Officially. Now, the English Channel security story continues.
Oh, boy. Yeah, another day, and yes, some more. It seems to be Iranian migrants have pitched up on a beach on the south coast of England. This time it looks like 12, nine men, two women, one child, and intercepted on the beach, ultimately, and I guess they're application for asylum will be duly processed. One of the issues here is not about necessarily stopping people coming in. It's about the fact that these people are really risking their lives through the world's busiest shipping lane.
Yeah.
In the middle of winter, in tiny little dinghies, they often arrive with hypothermia or worse. And it's frankly averting some kind of tragedy. But at the same time, of course, also to process whether or not they are legally entitled to come here or not. So we know that two Border Force cutters are now being redeployed, so they have to come back from somewhere away. I think one of them is in the Caribbean, the other one might be the Indian Ocean, so it's going to take a little while. And frankly, we're talking about migrants arriving here on a pretty much daily basis, but I guess they're doing something at least.
Yeah, now, this rubbish collection problem in Wales, are they kicking up a stink, are they, ho-ho?
They are a little bit. It's one of those government decisions, in this case, I suppose, local government decisions, where basically in one part of South Wales, in Conwy, they've become the first council in Britain to make bin collections now only once every 4 weeks. Once a month. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. As a result of which, hundreds of people have already begun to pay for private companies to take their refuse away, even though, of course, they are paying full council tax. One of the things in the council tax it says is rubbish removal. Virtually the whole of the UK now gets rubbish taken only twice a month. And I had this out, actually, with a guy in my local council, and I challenged this, and he told me with no sort of lack of pride that they are now only collecting half of the waste that they used to. And I pointed out that this is because the likes of me are now taking our rubbish to the tip.
Yep.
When they're not.
Doing the service that the council should provide, Adam.
Doing the service that we're already paying them for, exactly.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's getting worse, therefore.
Okay, tell us about cathedral skullduggery.
Well, this is some new research, well, new in inverted commas, because it's actually 900 years old. But apart from that, a professor at York University, Emma Wells, has looked into some monastic skullduggery involving Canterbury and Durham cathedrals in the 12th century. And she says that basically medieval monks committed arson deliberately at Canterbury Cathedral in order to get a rebuilding project going on. So this is about the fact that the murder of Thomas Becket in 1170 drove pilgrims to Canterbury. So to compete, Durham Cathedral made its building more beautiful. It really is quite stunning. But then a fire happened to break out in the choir at Canterbury in 1174, making room for a huge crypt that could be dedicated to Thomas Becket, Britain's only saint. And voila, heaps of tourists / pilgrims headed to Canterbury, not Durham. This was no coincidence.
Wow. And it only is unearthed, hundreds of years later. Extraordinary story.
Yeah, 900 years. That's all it takes to solve that mystery.
Great story. Good on you, Adam. Have a great New Year's Eve.
You too. Thanks, Chris.